All right. Welcome back to the Bankable Business Podcast. And I am your host and your money coach, Miss Tax Lady. Okay. We are still talking about our sacred money archetypes. And today we're going to discuss the connector, if that happens to be the top archetype that you have scored for. So again, archetype meaning your money personality and how you operate every day in your money mindset. Okay. So the connector is your inner relationship creator. The connector illuminates faith and optimism. The connector is you if your connections to others help you create long-term financial relationships that can generate income. You wish you didn't have to think about making money or managing money. And sometimes you avoid facing difficult money decisions, hoping that it will improve on its own. You believe that somehow, some way, you'll always be taken care of financially. Okay. So for the connector, some of their sacred strengths are being trusting, being innocent, being generous, and your faith and optimism that money will always be available keeps you from feeling much, if any, financial stress. Okay. Yet this same innocent quality that believing you'll always be taken care of can cause you to lack financial independence or blindly trust the handling of financial details to others. That is a major money no-no, okay? Your lack of concern about money can cause you to be taken advantage of financially or keep you from creating wealth, yet it is likely that it's something that you often don't think about. Okay, so I've given you some of your sacred strengths. Now let's talk about some of the challenges that may show up for you if, again, your number one money archetype happens to be the connector. So you have the challenges sometimes of lacking financial independence. You also have the challenge sometimes of not feeling empowered with money. Sometimes it also means feeling overwhelmed with basic financial details. Okay, but again, now we talked about our strengths. We talked about the challenges. Let's talk about your sacred money gifts if you are, in fact, the number one archetype of the connector. Your gift you have that is so amazing and powerful is not overly stressing about money. Not everyone has the ability to do that. Okay, so that is truly a gift that you have as the connector. Okay, again, that faith and optimism that we talked about before, just always believing that somehow, some way, things are going to work themselves out. That is truly one of the sacred gifts of being a connector. Not worrying so much, although you worry, but not feeling so resentful and doubtful that it will never resolve itself. Okay, so one of my questions for you, if this is resonating as someone who has scored number one as the archetype of the connector, is if you were solely responsible for your money management, what are 8 financial details you need to know? Okay. Another question for you as my connector. What are 3 qualities you appreciate in the people who have assisted you financially? And in what specific ways would your life change if you adopted those qualities in yourself? Okay. The last question I have for you, what beliefs would you have to acknowledge and transform in order to empower yourself to be independently financial? Do you all hear that airplane again? Again, if you are listening to the podcast, you've heard me discuss this many times, logistics. I live right near the airport. I live right near the highway. There is always traffic coming and going, which means there's always money to be made, which is again why systems and processes are so critical to the profitability of your business. Okay, so last thing we're going to talk about is empowering your money mindset as the connector. Again, this is someone who illuminates faith and optimism, and your sacred money contract is to empower financial independence through the value of relationships. Okay, that is your sacred money contract. Now, your empowering money mindset is the more comfortable I get with money, the more I empower myself. I want to say that again because I want this to really sit with you. The more comfortable I get with money, the more I empower myself. Okay. When you take these little nuggets that I've given you, you'll start to feel more abundant in your life. You'll start finding yourself operating at a more deeper level of authenticity. You'll see yourself standing up in your most powerful money voice. You'll give yourself permission to say yes to the things you want to say yes to and no to what you want to say no to. Simple as that. Okay. The connector. The one who illuminates faith and optimism. Remember, you believe that things will always work themselves out, okay? And I'm here to tell you that on your money journey, things will work themselves out, all right? We're going to put those healthy money boundaries in place, okay? We're going to stay in alignment with our sacred money contract, which is to empower financial independence through the value of relationships, okay? It is safe for you to make powerful connections and still be paid, okay? You are the connector. That is a gift that you have. The illumination of faith and optimism is what draws people to you. And when you continue to tap into that gift, the more you give out reciprocation, you gain more powerful connections. And it is safe for you to take those powerful connections and turn them into profitable, lucrative streams of income. And that, my friend, is how to be bankable as the connector.